An Analytical Study of Words. Chapter 1. Definition of N, A and Yos. Usage is always the decisive thing in determining the meanings of words. Over time, words often change meaning, sometimes even taking on an opposite one. There will be a couple of places in this publication where a long list of references are cited which may be dull reading to some of you. But due to the importance of clearly understanding the meaning of these words, I ask that you bear with me in those two or three places. I want the reader to be absolutely certain that what I am presently in this book has been thoroughly researched. Dictionaries only give the meaning of a word as it is used at the time the dictionary is written. Over time, words often change meaning, sometimes even taking on an opposite one. The word let in the 20th century usually means to allow. But in King James England, the word let often meant just the opposite, to restrain. The word suffer had the meaning let in the 16th century. This meaning has been removed from the modern use of the word. As word meanings change, so will the definitions found in the dictionaries of the time period. Carriage was cargo 400 years ago. Today it describes the vehicle which carries that carriage. At one time, a gazette was a low-value coin which could purchase a newspaper. Today, the meaning of a certain coin has disappeared. In 16th century England, damnation was a legal term meaning loss. Today, through theological influence, its meaning has drastically changed. Not being aware of these changes can cause one to lose the original meaning behind the words used. A dictionary, unless it contains the etymology of the word, is usually of little to no help in determining the meaning of a word hundreds of years ago. Lexicons, concordances, and etymology books are needed to ascertain the true meaning of a word within a given culture and period of time. Listed below are the definitions modern dictionaries give to the first set of words we want to look at. Keep in mind, what they mean today and what they meant 2,000 years ago are two different subjects. Olame, an, and anion are defined in dictionaries, lexicons, commentaries, and the like, as follows. Here is one of those long listed I mentioned, Page and Company's Businessman's Dictionary and Guide to English, Ian, a long space of time, cycle, forever, eternally, always, at all times. New World Dictionary, Ian, period of immense duration, an age, endless, for eternity. Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, Ian, N. An immeasurable or indefinite period of time. Incessantly. Synonym of constantly, continuously, always, perpetually, unceasingly, everlastingly, endlessly. Standard Unabridged Dictionary, Ian, an age of the universe. An incalculable period, constituting one of the longest conceivable divisions of time. A cosmic or geological cycle. An eternity, or eternity. The present age, or aeon, is time. The future age, or aeon, is eternity. Shedd Theological Dictionary, Volume 2, p. 683, aeonion, pertaining to, or lasting for aeons. Everlasting. Eternal. Liddell and Scott's Greek English Lexicon, an, a period of existence. One's lifetime. Life. An age. A generation. A long space of time. An age. A space of time clearly defined and marked out. An era, epoch, age, period or dispensation. Thesaurus Dictionary of the English Language, Ian, an age of the universe. Ernest Weekly's Etymological Dictionary of Modern English, Ian, age. Universal Dictionary, Ian, a period of immense duration. An age. Thayer's Greek English Lexicon, Aeonios, one, without beginning or end. That which has been and always will be. Two, without beginning. Three, without end, never to cease, everlasting. Encyclopedic Dictionary of the Bible, Eternity, the Bible hardly speaks of eternity in a philosophical sense of infinite duration without beginning or end. The Hebrew word olam, which is used alone, BS 61, 8 or with various prepositions, g. 322, 1315, etc., in contexts where it is traditionally translated forever, means, in itself, no more than for an indefinitely long period. Thus, myolame does not mean from eternity, but of old, g. 6, 4, etc. In the NT, and is used as the equivalent of olame. The New Testament in Modern Speech, by Dr. R. F. Weymouth, eternal, Greek, aeonian, that is, of the ages. Etymologically this adjective, like others similarly formed, does not signify during, but belonging to the aeons or ages. The Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible, Volume IV, p. 643, time, the OT and the N. Are not acquainted with the conception of eternity as timelessness. The OT has not developed a special term for eternity. The word originally meant vital force, life. Then age, lifetime. It is, however, also used generally of a limited or unlimited long space of time. The use of the word is determined very much by the OT and the LXX. Un means long-distant uninterrupted time in the past, Luke 1:10, as well as in the future, John 4:14. Ellicott's Commentary on the Whole Bible, Matt. 25, 46, everlasting punishment, life eternal. The two adjectives represent the same Greek word, aionios. It must be admitted, 1, that the Greek word which is rendered eternal does not, in itself, involve endlessness, but rather, duration, whether through an age or succession of ages, and that it is therefore applied in the NT to periods of time that have had both a beginning and ending, Rome. 1625, where the Greek is from aeonian times. Our version giving, since the world began. Comp. 2 Tim. 1, 9. Tit. 1, 3. Strictly speaking, therefore, the word, as such, apart from its association with any qualifying substantive, implies a vast undefined duration, rather than one in the full sense of the word infinite. Triglot Dictionary of Representative Words in Hebrew, Greek and English. This dictionary lists the words in this order, English, Greek, Hebrew, p. 122, eternal, see age lasting. P. 6, English, age lasting. Greek, aionios. Hebrew, lorolame. A Greek-English Lexicon, by Anton Gingrich, 1, an, time, age. Very long time. Eternity. 2, a segment of time. Age. 3, the world. 4, the in as a person, aionios, eternal. 1, without beginning. 2, without beginning or end. 3, without end. Manual Greek Lexicon of the New Testament, by Abbott Smith, and, a space of time, as a lifetime, generation, period of history, an indefinitely long period and age, eternity. Hastings' Dictionary of the New Testament, Volume I, p. 542, Art. Christ and the Gospels, eternity. There is no word either in the OT Hebrew or in the NT Greek to express the abstract idea of eternity. Volume 3, p. 369, eternal, everlasting nonetheless, eternal is misleading, inasmuch as it has come in the English to connote the idea of endlessly existing, and thus to be practically a synonym for everlasting. But this is not an adequate rendering of aionios, which varies in meaning with the variations of the noun from which it comes. P. 370, the chronoi are moreover, are not to be thought of as stretching backward everlastingly, as it is proved by the prochronoi of 2 Tim. 1, 9. Tit. 1, 2. An analytical study of words, table of contents. This page was published here with the permission of Tentmaker.